Kia ora, and thanks for joining me today. I trust you're all having a fantastic day. I'm Scott Arrell, CEO of NZ Health IT, or NZHIT for short. And before talking about the main topic for today, I want to share a little story with you about this Digital Health Insights podcast. I launched the show early June this year when we were smack in the middle of New Zealand's first full COVID-19 pandemic lockdown. I was a newcomer to the world of podcasting, hadn't even really listened to many podcasts before, let alone put together a show and interview and record and edit and all those things that go with it. But I really had no idea how it would work out, how many people would bother to listen to the episodes, or even if I'd be able to get guests to come on the show. I also had self-doubts. My voice sounds strange. I hum and ah too much. My quirky sense of humor will put people off, and so on, so on. Well, I shouldn't have been worried about it at all, because thanks to you, the audience is growing massively. We've even got international listeners from a host of countries around the world. I'm getting fantastic responses, thank you very much, and plenty of comments and questions from listeners. And there's absolutely no shortage of awesome folk putting their hands up to let me interview them for the show. I still think my voice sounds weird with this hard case Kiwi accent, but who cares? The way the audience is growing clearly tells me that you don't mind. After all, it's the awesome guests who make the show what it is in any case, as their stories are inspirational. When initially looking into starting this podcast, one thing I read that really resonated with me was to just get started. Don't worry about how many listeners you have in the early phases. Focus on getting great guests with interesting stories to tell. Keep at it, and each week the momentum will build. Well, I'm glad I followed this advice, as that is exactly how it has worked out. So thanks for your support, and keep sending the feedback direct to me at ceo@nzhit.nz. And of course, there's always interesting news and other information on our website at nzhit.nz. By the way, please keep sending in the questions. One that does keep coming up, and I love it, just keep asking, because I'll keep replying, and that is, how do I become a NZHIT member? We've had at least half a dozen new members join since the middle of this year, and we make it as simple as possible. As the peak body for the digital health industry sector here in New Zealand, our members are generally businesses and organizations, but we also cater for individual members depending on where you're operating in the health sector. Actually, the best thing is to flick me an email on ceo@nzhit.nz. Then I can get back to you with the relevant information and we can have a chat. And then, if you feel that it's a good thing for you to join, we'd welcome you in. Now to the main topic, which is to let you know that we've fully commenced the development of the New Zealand Health Tech Opportunities Report. Many of you will have heard me talking about this in the past, and you'll keep hearing me talk about it in the future as well, and possibly you've even read the various articles I've written about it. Well, to produce this type of impactful report doesn't just get magicked up out of thin air. It takes money and commitment from anyone and everyone involved. On both of these fronts, I've been absolutely blown away by the incredible financial support that so many of my members have been so quick to provide. Regardless of whether it's the Ministry of Health or Spark Health at the Platinum Partner level through to all of those who have committed at the Gold, Silver and Bronze levels, I'm humbled by the faith and trust everyone has placed in us to produce this important piece of work. It's not just as far as NZHIT is concerned, but for the whole health sector. Combined with this is the commitment being shown by so many people when it comes to contributing to the structuring of the report, and as we now commence the production of content, research, and case studies. It's an inclusive process, not exclusive. So anyone is welcome to get involved. It's not just exclusive or closed off to those giving financial support. Of course, that's important. It's an industry-supported report by way of that level of financial commitment being made. But for it to be successful and be impactful, we've got to have a fully inclusive approach and engage as many people, organizations as possible. And so why is it such an important document? Well, ultimately, we all believe that everyone living in New Zealand deserves a world-class health, disability, and social care system. So I'll repeat that: health, disability, and social care system. We also know that to support this, there are massive opportunities, and that's frankly why we're calling it the Opportunities Report, because we're taking a positive approach to the whole thing. And the whole point behind this is that we've got to achieve full tech enablement. This is important, as we can't rest on our laurels and think that tech being an enabler of healthcare is enough. Yeah, we've achieved that. Everybody pretty much understands that, gets talked about all the time now. Tech is an enabler. And that's true because it's very pervasive across all parts of our lives now. However, full tech enablement is much more, as it means bringing it all together across the health, disability, and social systems in this country. So we gain the advantages created by joining up the dots from our own and our whānau's care requirements through to the needs of neighbourhoods, communities, and society. Of course, we know that there are barriers currently in place that have to be solved in order for these opportunities to become available. We'll be facing these up in the report as calls to action. You know what I'm like, those really big, hairy monsters that we've just got to solve. And by solving them, we also solve a lot of other smaller areas and concerns that do tend to distract us at times. And we think if we solve those smaller, in some cases, hundreds of problems, we're going to end up bringing it all together. Well, no, it's not going to work that way because it hasn't worked that way. We're going to identify those really massive, really challenging calls to action. And they're important as there needs to be a united approach towards solving them. Not just the united industry sector, but there has to be much wider involvement, as we know the siloed approach will only keep giving us what we've always got, a piecemeal and fragmented system that struggles to bring the components together. No matter how hard we try, that's been going on for a long time already, and it'll continue for a long time to come if we don't bring about some catalyst for change. So we're committed to making sure the opportunities report doesn't just end up on a virtual shelf gathering virtual dust. The goal is to highlight up to 6 really big and bold calls to action. And then there'll be action groups formed around each of these to bring the report to life and work together to solve them. So we've started the engagement process. So don't hesitate to let me know if you want more information and are keen to get involved. Just email me on ceo@nzhit.nz, and I promise to reply, as it's crucial to have as many willing people contributing to this as possible. Well, anyway, you're going to hear a lot more about this from me as time goes by. We're under the gun time-wise. This is going to be completed and released before the end of this year. I'm looking at mid-December this year because I want us all to get back into 2021, have a break in the meantime, back into 2021, form those action groups, and let's get cracking. Let's make some positive change happen from 2021 onwards. Now, before I finish up, I also want to let you know about the inaugural NZ HIT Summit. And we're holding that on the 28th of October. It's only a few weeks away. So this is a one-day mini conference that we've been planning to hold back in May of this year, but of course got caught up in the whole lockdown madness. Of course, there's still the risk of COVID scuppering our plans, but I want to push on with planning for holding this event, as it's going to be focused on providing members and stakeholders with a future view of their businesses, their organizations, positioning for the future, and identifying how they're preparing themselves to survive and thrive rather than crash and burn. Get the date in your calendar. That's 28th of October. If you're interested in attending, keep an eye on the events section on our website at nzhit.nz, as we'll be opening up registrations very soon. And I must say a big thanks to Spark Health, who are providing the venue at their offices in central Auckland, as this makes it possible for us to put this event on at no cost to delegates. We'll be building in contingencies just in case COVID throws a curveball or two, but we can't just sit around wondering what's going to happen then react at the last minute. I'm positive we'll be able to have at least 100 people join us on the day, but hopefully many more than that, because I know there will be many more who will come if they're able to come. So, hey, that's all for me in this podcast episode. Yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for joining in. I really appreciate your support. Don't hesitate to get in touch. Keep checking into our website at nzhit.nz. Stay safe, be well, and cheerio for now.